Rural Focus.
On the show today, we catch up with episode 3 director in Matt Dalgleish. Matt did join us speaking about WA sheep turnoff figures for 2022. They show just how important it's going to be to get the processing sector running smoothly, especially if the so-called live export trade is phased out, as the federal government does plan to do in a few years' time. I asked Matt on the show this morning if he could talk us through it.
Yeah, just looking at what the options are nowadays for the West Australian sheep producer in terms of sheep turnoff. obviously, with the slow decline in the live export trade and what the Labor government are intending to do in the next few years, you know, just looking to see where that situation sits in terms of how many are going or how many went last year to domestic processing, to live ex, and how many came east.
So what you did it in what three sort of there are three options here: slaughter locally, sent east, or sent via the live export.
Yep, that's right. That's pretty much the options if you're turning off your sheep.
Matt, doing this, was there any evidence of farmers say turning away or starting to turn away from the live trade?
Yeah, I think there has been there have been farmers I'm aware of that have decided to change their enterprise mix and push, you know, certainly those mixed farms have decided to just go all grain or to change their livestock mix, you know, maybe introduce some cattle if their situation allows it in terms of where they're situated, or go 100% cattle as livestock and not have sheep at all. So yeah, we have heard that, but looking at the actual breakdown of numbers, there's not really been an assessment of any clear trend. But with the direction from the AAPU now, again, focusing in very, very, with a lot of certainty that they're going to proceed down this path of shutting the trade, it will be interesting to see if we start to see that trend developing now or progressing faster.
Last year, the proportion of the WA sheep turnoff was processed locally around just over 80%, the highest it's been on record. I suppose now it's probably dropped a little bit, has it?
So these figures were to the end of 2022.
Yep.
Processing levels so far this year, whether it's East State or Western States, are still high. We have been increasing our slaughter levels in line with the flock going up. So I suspect, and given, you know, that there again hasn't been a lot of animals going east and also not many going live ex, I would suspect that those numbers are probably still pretty static in terms of the proportions for the first few months of this year. The processing sector in WA, it has been mirroring what's happened in the eastern states, which is higher slaughter levels than we've seen, you know, the last 2 years. And that's in line with the flock growing and more animals available for slaughter.
By doing this and with the so-called planned phase out of the live trade, reading between the lines, mate, what are your thoughts?
Oh, look, it has been a kind of steady decline, I guess, of the live trade in terms of proportions. If you look back to before the moratorium, so the moratorium came in 2018, which cuts out, you know, 3 to 4 months of the year to be able to send animals. So about 30% to 40%, depending upon the season, was available for turn off for the West Australian producer into live ex. Yeah, 30% to 40% went live ex prior to the moratorium. The first 2 years of the moratorium, 2018, 2019, that dropped to about 20% of turnoff because those 3 months, 4 months unavailable. So that reduced some of the volumes. And then subsequent to that, obviously the continued extension of the moratorium and now the language being used from the Labor government around the prospect of the trade being phased out into the next electoral cycle. I think that's seen continued kind of exit from the sector and continued reduction in people using live export as an option.
So going forward, mate, where can our WA producers, where are they looking to send them? Is it still the live exports?
Look, as it stands now with this panel that's been announced, that's reporting to Minister Watt in September. So there's an expert panel to look at how they are going to phase this out. So they're still pursuing this phase out of the live trade. Anyone that's in the game, I think, is, you know, hopeful that that may change, but it's not looking promising at the moment. With the phase out impending or looming, I think, you know, people will have to start making decisions around how they structure their enterprise in terms of being able to turn off. And part of that means that the supply chain, particularly in WA, needs to be supported extensively. I'm talking the processing side. You know, if you're going to take away an integral part of, you know, the system in terms of live ex, you need to make sure that the capacity will be there in WA to process locally. And that's obviously infrastructure, plant capacity, but also labour force. You need to be able to make sure that when those big flows of animals are coming and there's no live export buyer to take them, you've got to be able to do it domestically because you can't rely every season on them going east.
Interesting times ahead, as they say in the biz, mate.
That's it. Yeah, no, correct.